This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show where people be texting, and we got all kinds of great emails coming up this hour. We'll talk about Gavin Newsom taking the White House, God forbid. Somebody is about to enter the VA, wants to talk about some frustrations. Thanksgiving dinner, hamburger helper, all that and so much more coming up in another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So let's touch on this one because it'll be uncomfortable and offensive and we get all kinds of complaints. Hey, Jesse, you keep saying the left wants to take away our guns so they can hurt us. Imagine it's 2030 and Gavin Newsom is now president. Gives me the willies. SWAT teams are going house to house, knocking on doors and demanding that people give up their guns or go to a re-education camp. Please tell me what use all our guns are going to be against the government taking away our guns. Can you see the average yellow-bellied American of today standing up and fighting the government? People can't even be bothered to vote. All right, well, that's a very fair question. One, let's understand what motivates most people, what motivates you in moments, at least, if you're being honest, and me in moments. Necessity. Have you ever gone through a period of time in your life, or maybe it's been your whole life, or maybe you're in one right now where you weren't working out, you've been lazy? I have this really yo-yo thing when it comes to working out. I will go all in. 2-3 months, I'm all in. It's 3-4 times a week, if not more, working out, get myself in great shape. Then, like, it's almost like a light switch. I don't even understand how it happens. I'll just stop. Nah, I don't feel like it. I'll stop. And then I'll double down on that and I'll start eating terribly. Do you know what gets me back in the gym? This has happened so many times. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed to even say it. I wish I was a different person, a better person. But you know what gets me back in the gym? I'll be getting in the shower one day and I'll turn and look at myself in the mirror naked and I'll go, oh gosh, what did you do to yourself, you disgusting tub of goo? And next day, back in the gym. Necessity drives so much of what we do. If you're being honest, if you've ever had a job, or maybe you're at one now where you hear layoffs are coming, or that's the rumor. Layoffs are coming. You work a little harder that day, don't you? Maybe you show up a little earlier in the coming days, the coming weeks, earlier than you normally do, don't you? Stay late. Hey, boss, just here grinding, don't you? I've done it. Why? Why weren't you doing that before? Well, necessity now. Now it's dire. You accurately point out the apathy of a large portion of Americans. There are a few things that are more disheartening politically than looking at the voting totals for local elections. Just set aside president stuff, and because those can go either way, but local elections, you know, your community, your local government, and your state government actually has so much more to do with your quality of life than the federal government does. They just do. Look at how many people show up. And you look at those numbers and you say to yourself, this whole population is apathetic. They're not involved. They don't care. That these people will never stand up and fight back. But that would be it would be a mistake to look at it that way. People are apathetic naturally until they can't be anymore. I'm actually working on something right now. I've told you my next history episode is going to be the Rhodesian Bush War, right? And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I'll give you just a little tidbit of something. I'm getting background on the area. I'm doing a bunch of reading and watching stuff and listening to things on the background of the area so I can set up the area appropriately for you. And at some point in time, the Africans, this is before actual Rhodesia, the Africans rebel against the Europeans that are there. But they didn't rebel right away. In fact, the rebellion, the revolt, was a bit of a shock because they had been working with and for the Europeans for a year or more with not really major problems. All of a sudden, you open up the door of your hut and there are 12 angry Africans with war clubs getting ready to bash your skull in. And you're looking around saying, "What? Whoa, what happened?" It was fine until it wasn't fine anymore. If you are concerned about one day we get another communist government in there and they attempt to do worse things than even the Biden administration did, that's a valid concern. That's a very valid concern because they will try to. They're going to double and triple down the next time if they can. The only lesson Democrats learned from all the evil crap they've done over the last 10 years is they didn't do enough of it. That's the only lesson they've learned. So that's a very valid concern, but you can only push people so far. Just because my normie neighbor skips a local election, even though I'm yelling at him, doesn't mean he's not going to step up and load a magazine if he hears the government is going door to door confiscating people's guns. That for him is probably a bridge too far. And now people are going to die. And understand this. There are a lot of bravado-sounding statements around guns and the Second Amendment and America's gun ownership and things like that. You know, the Second Amendment is the one that protects the rest of them. But almost all those statements, just like that one, are 100% true. And the government knows it. And the military knows it. And every law enforcement agency, from federal to local, knows it. Your local police department, wherever it is, would be brushed aside like gnats if the armed people in your area ever chose to do so. It would be like nothing. And I've told you this before, and please don't do this. Please don't organize this or do this. The reason it's so laughable that they called January 6th an insurrection is simply this. I know you think about D.C. almost like it's a fortress with all the cameras and the cops and the Secret Service and the FBI and there's all these federal guns. And if the American people wanted to march into Washington, D.C. and wipe out the entire government, including the FBI, including the Secret Service, it would be easy. Did you know that? Just numbers-wise, it would be nothing. The reason it's laughable that it was an insurrection is if there was ever an attempted insurrection by Americans in this country, it would succeed. Unless it was unbelievably tiny, it would succeed. There's nothing they could do about it. That the Secret Service would have to scramble to get Trump on a helicopter and get him out of town before him because there's no stopping those numbers. As Napoleon so famously said, quantity has a quality all its own. It's a great line, and it's very, very true. The American citizen has more guns and ammunition than every branch of the military and every law enforcement agency in this country combined by orders of magnitude. The American citizens, should they, God forbid, ever feel the need to revolt, would win. And the military knows it. And the cops know it. And you can say a SWAT team. What if the SWAT teams know it too? Quantity has a quality
on its own. Don't ever, ever, ever give up your guns. Ever. The reason they've been trying for so, so long is they know what I just said is true. And should they ever succeed in confiscating our guns and taking them away, then what I just said becomes completely untrue. Then we would lose. Then we would be massacred whenever we get an evil enough communist who wants to go do, well, what communists have always done. Don't ever give up your guns. Ever. And that little fact I told you about how we could sweep these people out if we ever so chose to do so, they all know it and they all hate it. Did you know that? Drives them crazy. Absolutely crazy. Did you think it's an accident Democrats now routinely talk about using the military on our own people? Joe Biden would joke about it. You need a fighter jet to take on the government. Eric Swalwell, we got nukes. They think about nuking you. They think about sending jets into your town. Keep your guns and your relief factor. You're going to need that no matter what happens because you don't want to live with pain. Who wants to live with pain? It's freaking horrible. So people do one of two things when it comes to pain. Maybe you're doing this right now. They try to tough it out. But just because you're not complaining all day long, that doesn't mean life is good, does it? You're still not going to golf because your shoulder hurts. You're still done hiking now. You're not doing the physical healthy things that are good for you because it hurts. You're toughing it out, but life is different. Or people take something to mask it. What you need is relief factor. It is 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. A unique formula of natural ingredients. They help support your body's response to inflammation. Try it for 3 weeks. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. And that's Dr. Jesse Friday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. People be texting today, Chris. I can't help it.
I'm sorry, but like we don't have ethical like rules that say that you can't receive text messages or you can't respond to text messages, especially if somebody has a certain record and you can't do it in committee. We all be sitting on our phones and yes, people be texting.
I can't help it. Bronco, I'll be retiring from the military in about a year, so I'll be entering the VA system with all that entails. When I think about that, I know that truly disabled veterans get their well-deserved compensation every month, but also I know that thousands and thousands of complete turds, literally, he says, made up injuries and ailments to get that magic 100% rating, which means they get about $4,000 of tax-free money every month until they die. Am I the only one that angers to no end? It makes me say, in the name of a just, merciful God.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
What say you? Yeah, I hate it. And I have friends who do it. Are doing it. When we got out of the Marine Corps, we got the same thing, you know, the same people in our ear that young veterans get today. People telling you, hey, go claim disability. Hey, get down to the VA. Hey, if you do X, Y, and Z, if you claim this, if you claim that, if you claim this, then you get free money. You get free money. You get free money. And I was never even tempted to do it. I kind of look at it as theft, if I'm being honest. I feel like it's theft. I feel like it's devious and dirty. And I feel like it is disrespectful to veterans who legitimately need it. That's what I feel like. Because I have friends who legitimately need it. One of my buddies, he was a sniper in Iraq. And he was up on a rooftop. It doesn't matter. But the roof caved in and he fell, I think, like 3 or 4 stories through the building. And he's actually the guy I bailed out of jail in Mexico, by the way. And I was not with him when it happened. I heard it when it happened. We were in Iraq. I had heard it had happened, I think, about a week after it happened. And by the time I had heard, they didn't know if he was still alive. And he ended up living by the grace of God. And this is a very physical, awesome dude. He was just an awesome dude. And the next time I saw him, I would say it was a year later. I'm just guessing on that. Who knows? A year later, finally saw him on base. His entire freaking body was pins and needles and casts. And I think he broke both legs, his hip, both arms, ribs. It was awful. Like, his body was shattered. You're right, Chris. Very lucky to be alive. Now, you're telling me that you deserve the same disability that guy deserves? That guy's going to have physical problems the rest of his life. That guy's my age, and he probably has arthritis all over his body from all that damage and inflammation. And it seems dishonorable to those guys to go claim something like that. So I never did it. I never liked it. Never did it. Wasn't even tempted to do it. And I did go to the VA. There's a big VA in Tucson, Arizona. And I was having all kinds of stomach problems when I got back from Iraq. I still don't know what it was. It's fine now, but I was having these real bad stomach problems. So I was going to the VA. And, you know, if you're a veteran of a foreign war, you get free health care at the VA. At least that's how it was. I'm assuming it still is. And I'll tell you what really hit me is you would go to the VA and get these appointments. And you're sitting in there and you're looking at all these old timers, you know, World War II vets and Korean War vets and their cool hats on. And you just know that guy's freaking cool. And then you're sitting there. I'm sitting there. Pretty much, I'm able-bodied. I'm having problems. That's why I'm there. But I'm able-bodied, and it made me self-conscious about taking up their space. And maybe that's a bad way to look at it. I'm not saying I'm right, but it made me self-conscious about taking up their space. And then the longer I would go to the VA, Iraq was getting worse. You know, Iraq got worse after I got back. Afghanistan was getting worse. And then younger guys with significant injuries were starting to walk and be wheelchaired through the halls at the VA. And that made me even more self-conscious. Now we're looking at guys my age and he doesn't have a leg. You know, now we're looking at guys my age and he's got burns all over his body. And it just, I don't want to take up their space, if that makes sense. Does that make any sense? I just don't want to. It made me feel dirty. I am a terrible person. I admit that. But it made me feel a little bit dirty. All right. And that's the kind of dirt you don't want on your conscience. You just don't want that on your conscience. I don't want it on mine. I've got enough bad things I've done on my conscience. I don't need to add anything else to it. Now, I do want to add something to you, though. I want to add a cozy earth robe to your life. Men, women, I want you in the morning when you wake up to grab your cozy earth robe like I do every morning and just throw it on and go grab a cup of coffee. Do you know how comfortable that is? It's freaking glorious. Be a robe guy. Be a robe girl. Get a cozy earth everything when they're doing Black Friday. 40% off site-wide with the promo code Jesse. Those bamboo sheets, I know you've been wanting them. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Robes, everywhere pants. Told you I got to fly next week. Guess what I'm wearing? It's the only thing you'll ever fly in. Everywhere pants. Fancy face creams for the ladies, all the natural stuff. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse while you can save money. It's the place for Christmas gifts. Just start handing out Cozy Earth stuff. Everybody will love you. All right. We'll do some thanks, a little bit of Thanksgiving talk, human slavery talk. We're going to talk about two parties. Some young lady has a question about, why do we even have two parties? Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Remember, you can email us still. We're live here on a Friday, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's knock out a couple food things because Thanksgiving is coming next week. And I want to give you a heads up on something for next week before we get into this. I think I'm going to start this on Monday or Tuesday, but I'm going to give you a heads up now. On Wednesday, we're going to do a show similar to our normal show, of course, with issues and the stories of the day and things like that. But I'm going to start asking for things you're thankful for. I used to do when we rarely would take phone calls. Those were usually my favorite nights, the ones, tell me something you're grateful for. Sometimes that can be hard to see, especially when you're going through hard times. Hard to find something to be grateful for, but I think it's important, especially in this season. It's a good season to do that. So I'm going to ask for, it'll be emails, it won't be phone calls. Something to consider thinking about. I'm going to start asking for those. And it doesn't have to be huge, right? But it can be. Yeah, hey, I'm cancer free. You know, it could be small. It could be whatever. I'm grateful I have shoes. Whatever it is, find something to be thankful for in your life. It's a very healthy way to live. Jesse, actually says Bronco. My wife gave me the okay to smoke chicken for Thanksgiving. She hates turkey. Sounds like a wonderful woman. What are your recommendations? To brine or not to brine the day before? What do you recommend for a good rub? His name is Mike. I don't hope I didn't give you the impression that I'm a good cook. I'm joking when I call myself a pit master. I have a pellet smoker. Any idiot can use a pellet smoker. That's actually exactly why I got the pellet smoker, because I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm doing. Any moron can turn on a pellet smoker and throw a brisket on there and just leave it for 24 hours and pull it off and it'll be delicious. Any moron can do that. That's why I do that. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have any idea. But I'll tell you what I do know. People criticize the internet, and your criticisms are usually justified, of course. This is bad for you, and that's bad for you, and social media, and all the other smut garbage, all that's bad for you. All that's very valid. But remember, it can be wonderful. You know how easy it is now to find things online, at websites, social media, of how to cook things? And they'll even break down a little video for you. Go find, yeah, good point, Chris, Chef Gruel. Chef Andrew Gruel is a friend of mine. He's awesome, awesome dude. Go follow Gruel on social media, and he will, I guarantee he's going to break it down for you, and he does it in ways that are affordable, too. It's not all this, well, you have to use the gold flakes and the truffle. He's just a normal dude. He will have you eating some of the best stuff in your life. There are resources out there for people, all right? But in general, I will give you this. I'm a beer can chicken guy, and I found these things. Every guy who's a pit master is going to mock me right now. But I found these things where it's a stand for beer can chicken. You used to have to balance it yourself or something, but now there's an actual stand where you put the beer can in, and it'll hold the chicken up. Low and slow with beer can chicken, and it's delicious. It just is. You cook everything to temperature, that much I know. Put a friggin' thermometer in there and cook to temperature. That's it. Jesse, I was attending my first holiday dinner of the season. I'm completely mortified by what people do to desserts. There's a delicious-looking chocolate bundt cake covered in a vomit-brown coconut molasses. Chocolate brownies with pecans in them. Oh, come on. Pumpkin pie with no cool whip or even whipped cream. I had to settle for a piece of lemon sponge cake. Please help your audience this holiday season, and if they bring it dessert, keep it simple and delicious. Everybody wants to be special. I do, you do. People don't want to be like everyone else. They want to have something special. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's good to be ambitious and want to rise above. But in an effort to be special, people can oftentimes ruin something that is good. And you see this a lot with food.
especially with desserts, we don't really need your special flair on apple pie. Just make apple pie. It'll be fine. That's exactly right. Bring a thing of vanilla ice cream and throw it on some warm apple pie. As good as it gets. You definitely don't need to nut the dessert. Can we stop putting pecans and various nuts in the brownies? It's like a... There's just nothing worse than biting into a brownie. And it's moist and it's delicious. And then just this nut assaults your mouth. It's the worst thing in the world. Can we stop nutting? There's no need to nut the desserts. Simplicity is key. I told you Ob's a great baker. Everything's simple. Everything is simple. Oh, that reminds me. I've got a good dessert for you for Thanksgiving. If you got a Thanksgiving coming up and you don't want to go traditional pumpkin pie. Banana pudding. With the vanilla wafers in it. Banana pudding. Of course, everyone in Georgia is nodding because that's what Georgia really specializes in. But the rest of the country is not necessarily familiar with the banana pudding, Georgia. So just stow it for a minute. I've got to tell everyone else about this glory. Banana pudding is not even that difficult to make. At least Ob says it. I don't know. I've never done it. I've watched her, though, and that's quite easy. It's easy watching her do it. Trust me. Banana pudding. Jesse, you speak often about the communist habit of co-opting institutions and pointing them at their enemies. Is there a risk that Trump's deportation machine is used to attack the right when Newsom or the next Marxist takes power? There's a chance. I don't know about specifically ICE, because their role, their job is so narrow. They can't really wrap up U.S. citizens in that, but the communists certainly could find a way. I will say that that's the kind of thing we can't fret about, meaning we can't sit and paralyze ourselves by thinking about everything the communists might do with what we're doing. You can't do that to yourself. It would be like getting in a fist fight. You ever been in a fist fight? The worst thing you can possibly do if you're getting in a fight is sit and think about what he might do to me if I do this. But if I jab him right there, then he's going to get mad about that. If I kick him here, then I might really make him mad. And then if you start doing that, you're going to lose, period. When you are up against communists, you know that they're going to use every institution. They will infiltrate it like the little subversives they are, and they will use it for the revolution until it dies. It's what they always do, always have, always will. But you can't stop you. You can't let that stop you from building institutions. We must have institutions. Nations are built on institutions. What we need to do is be much more vigilant about letting the communists infiltrate them. We were way too negligent. We were way too naive for so long. And one day we woke up and gay pride was in the Boy Scouts. We looked around and thought, wait, what the? How did? We weren't vigilant enough. We were far too nice. Well, the communist was on the move, we were naive, we were nice, and we convinced ourselves that at some point he would back off. It would be too far, and he would back off. And then the next day, they put gay porn in your child's school library. They don't back off. We have to stop them. All right, we have more. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember we were talking about in the open the communist tactic of doing something terrible and then playing the victim every time they get caught? It's been very effective for a very long time. Well, you remember that congresswoman we talked about briefly last night, Sheila Chirifilis McCormick. I don't know why they always have the hyphenated last name, but look, we'll just go with that for now. She's accused of funneling $5 million from FEMA into her campaign account. Well, that's kind of a big deal. That's kind of thing that's going to send you to prison for a very long time. So, Sheila, What's up with all this theft?
Well, it's an unjust indictment, and it seems like these intimidation tactics have been pervasive. We spent all week seeing different members getting censured, all in hopes of intimidating and kind of distracting from the Epstein files. And I look forward to my day in court so I can prove myself and actually state the truth. But if this is what Congress is becoming, where they're always trying to intimidate you, scare tactics, especially attacking minorities, black and brown people, then we're going to have to keep fighting for the district.
Ah, and there it is. Every time they're masterful at it. Jesse, I listen to the show now and then. My dad says you're the most knowledgeable host. He's right. I'm new to politics. My question is, if Democrats are so bad, why do we not just keep Mr. Trump in power? Why not get rid of Democrats and just have one party? My dad loves the idea. I like the way you think, lady. Well, first, we don't want Donald Trump in power forever. We don't want anyone in power forever. Remember, just a little remedial U.S. history, this idea of presidential term limits, where presidents can only serve two terms, that's relatively new in American history. George Washington was our first president. George Washington was insanely popular in this country after the American Revolution because he's just a boss and everyone. He was awesome, just an awesome guy. And after two terms, George Washington could have walked to re-election forever till he died in office, easily. One of the greatest things about George Washington is not just his generalship, not just his bravery on the battlefield, his humility, he loved his wife. It's not just that. George Washington gave up power on purpose. He gave up the presidency because he knew it's unhealthy for a nation to have one person in power that long, and it's unhealthy for him to be in power that long. There is no man walking the planet today you want to rule over you without end. It's just not. I'll tell you something else. We'll come back to the political parties thing in a moment. You've heard of Bukele in El Salvador, right? If you haven't, he's the one who changed El Salvador from being the murder capital of the world to being one of the safest places in all of the planet. It's safe, it's clean, and he's done just so many wonderful things there. He's cleaning up the streets. He took all the criminals, locked them in cages. He impeached all the judges. He saved the country. And he was supposed to be term limited out according to their constitution. He's been so successful. He's so popular. I believe his approval rating is over 90%. Imagine that, over 90%. Just the whole place is like, yeah. So popular that they changed it. So now he can just stay. And I'm a fan. I like him a lot. I don't know him personally, but I'm so impressed with someone who steps in and saves his country. I say this as someone who I admire him, and I so respect what he's done. The second I saw that he can stay in power forever, I think he's about my age, 42, I think 43. I thought to myself, ooh, that's probably going to end badly. This is someone I like. This is someone I like a lot. I respect, as far as I can tell from afar. I mean, he may be a scumbag. As far as I can tell from afar, seems to have a good heart, wants to save his country, family man, husband, father. This is someone I like and respect. He's done an amazing job. And the second I saw he's there forever, I thought, oh, that'll be terrible. It's not healthy to stay in power, to stay in the limelight forever. I've told you before about this job. I'm just so blessed beyond belief to be here. I don't deserve it. I can't believe you like it. I'm blessed beyond belief to be here. We love what we do. We laugh. We laugh before the show, during the show. We love what we do here. I'm not going to be doing this when I'm 65. I'm not staying that long. I'm not going to. I am going to retire. And when I retire, I'm not going to retire and then go put up an Instagram video every 15 minutes. Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. I'm in the meat section of the grocery store. I'm just going to go away. I'm going to retire. I'm going to go watch my grandkids suck at sports, which I know they're going to. I'm going to be at every little choir thing they do. I'm going to travel with Ob as much as I can do so. And I'm just going to disappear and have a normal life because that's healthy. What, Chris? Chris said, how are you going to do that with no hobbies? I'm going to develop some hobbies, Chris. Yeah, food is a hobby, Chris. Yes, it is. You think I'm not going to start just traveling around trying the best stuff? By the way, I told you I'm going to New York City next week. Not only have I already scouted out a cheesesteak place in New York City, I made sure I already sent it to Jewish producer Chris and producer Corey to rub it in their faces that they don't get to eat there and I do. And fellas, don't worry. I may not put it out there for everyone, but I will send you each a detailed review of how delicious it all is. Oh, with pictures. Yeah, no, there are definitely going to be pictures. What, Chris? What? Chris is so jealous. So don't worry, buddy. It's not kosher anyway. All right? It's not kosher anyway. You would just have to, I would let you sit on the sidewalk and watch me eat it from the outside. That would be something. What? Then I would, well, know what? You can come in and smell it. That would be better. Then you can half enjoy it, I guess. We still have an hour left. We're still going to talk about slavery. I do want to address her question about, why don't we just eliminate Democrats completely? The hypocrisy. Should we point out the hypocrisy of ICE wearing masks and so much more? Before we get to any of that, let's get to this. We love our dogs. I love mine. You love yours. Mine's an idiot. Yours is probably smart, but he is the best. And we want him around, not for 10 years, for 12 years. That's what I want. I want 12 years with Fred. Now, typically, golden doodles die at 10. What do? Well, you take him on walks and give him water, and you got to give him nutrition. I need nutrition. You need nutrition, vitamins and minerals and probiotics and omega oils and all the things your body needs. You need those things. I need those things. Your dog does too. There is no nutrition in dog food. It's dead. It's brown because it's dead. They roast it all out at the factory. Sprinkle rough greens on your dog's food. It's not magic. It's just biology. Start giving your dog actual nutrients. Your dog comes alive and stays alive, healthier. It fixed Fred's digestive problems. You want a free Jumpstart trial bag? Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.